Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I need to tell you that somebody in this building here at Radio 1 is putting two and two together and making five.
That doesn't surprise me.
This is a vicious rumour that's going around, and I'm going to stop it right now.
I like gossip. Who's doing what with who?
It's Gemma, who works in our office upstairs, who seems to be a bit funny with me at the moment, and here's why. So she sends me a text late last night saying, "Have you seen the latest Heat magazine?" And I'm like, "No, why?" She's like, "Well, you need to get it." And I was like, "Well, I can't, because it's 11 o'clock at night and my local shop is shut." So she takes a picture of the bit in Heat magazine that she's talking about, sends it to my phone. In it, it says, "Scott Mills, spotted hugging a handsome, well-dressed man outside a tube station." Now, Gemma's boyfriend got her some flowers at the weekend, and she's like, "This is weird, he never buys me flowers." So she was very surprised and happy about this, but she was like, "Scott, I'm telling you, he's up to something." I'm like, "No, he's not. He's just being nice and buying you flowers. He never buys me flowers. He's up to something." I'm like, "Gemma, stop being so suspicious." Also, I need to say, her boyfriend, from time to time, does come round and do some handyman work at my house.
What, in a suit? He comes round
in,
well-dressed in a suit to do handyman stuff. I thought he does, like, painting and decorating and stuff.
It didn't say a suit, it said a handsome, well-dressed man.
I wouldn't describe someone in overalls doing handyman work as well-dressed, but is that what she's assuming, that you're having an affair with her boyfriend?
Exactly that. Now, he
did... Is that what the odd jobs are?
Well, here's the thing. He came round...
I don't want to know about your odd jobs.
He came round to put in a new light switch on Monday night.
Just a on and off or a dimmer?
It's a dimmer, actually.
Oh.
Thanks for the detail. But he was round a good few hours.
No, it's not an affair then.
We just steal time when we can, don't we? And then Gemma's... We had this conversation for ages on text last night with Gemma going, "Well, he was round on Monday night." I'm like, "Gemma, are you seriously accusing me of having an affair with your boyfriend just because I was spotted hugging a bloke outside a tube station, which admittedly is 2 minutes from her house, and then he comes round to fix a light switch?" And then she goes, "How long does it take to put in a new light switch?" I'm like, "Well, about 3 hours, actually." So I just want to clear that up. It's not... Gemma from upstairs, boyfriend. That I'm not having an affair with anybody.
Whose boyfriend is it then?
It's not anyone's boyfriend.
Well, who is it then?
I'm not having an affair with anybody, and that this has all got out of hand.
Is it your
what?
Is it your bank manager?
No.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Right, you're going to love this. Natalie has emailed me. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, very good, thank you. So, tell us what's happened.
Okay, so my friend met this guy out in a club one night, and then she started chatting to him, obviously, and then she went out on, like, two dates with him, and he got a bit intense and started sending her flowers and being a bit weird.
Right.
And then he sent her this email just out of the blue, this horrendous email.
Now, you've sent me the email.
Yep.
And we've got the posh Radio 4 man to read out the contents of it.
Brilliant.
How old was this guy, do you know?
I think he's about 27, 28.
Okay, well imagine just for a second that the posh Radio 4 man is 27/28, and was he hot?
He's all right.
Yeah, okay. So imagine he's 27, 28 and a bit hot when you hear this, okay?
Okay.
And everyone out there, imagine you've been seeing a bloke, okay? Put yourself in this situation. You've had two dates... And then you get this email from him. What do you think?
Look, here is the score. I move fast with things in life. I don't beat around the bush and certainly don't take any rubbish from anyone.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Two dates, yes?
Yes.
Just the two.
You have three options and you must choose one of them now. Before I waste any more time and money on you.
This guy is not for real.
That's what I thought when I saw it.
This isn't real, surely.
Yeah, it is. He's being deadly serious.
There are other, more deserving women who would be much easier to trust. I also expect a response to this email, no matter what, pretty much minutes after you get it.
Oh, my God. What a legend.
So he's not intense.
No, not at all.
So he's giving her three options, and she's got to choose now, and she's got to reply within minutes.
Yes, as soon as she's read, she's got to reply to this email.
Would you like to hear what the options are?
Yes.
Here they are.
One, just be a lover. You would share me with others.
What?
As a lover, you can't expect any gifts, dinners, flowers, taxes, and whatever you would expect at the moment. I have women who I can just sleep with. Lots. That's what I've been doing for a while now, but not since I met you. You can come and sleep with me at times, but you'll have to make your own way to my flat,
as
paying for taxes is not something I need to do to have to sleep with women. I don't have to buy them flowers or take them out to dinner, ever. They crave my time and attention, and the kind of attention you are getting. Also, if you choose this option, I will still be looking for other women. The kind of woman I can date and have a relationship with, and one day, maybe more. If you choose this option, the intensity will stop. Totally. That kind of treatment is reserved for special women. See below.
It sounds so funny when he reads it.
Well, the thing is, at least with that option, the intensity will stop.
Yeah, but then she has to share him with other girls.
And pay for her own taxis. Seriously, yeah. What on this man is making me so mad.
No, but at least
I know,
he's actually been very honest, though, isn't he? I mean, in the sense that he's defining exactly what should happen for that situation. I think he's all right.
Every guy I've spoken to has said exactly that, and every girl has gone, oh, my God.
Do you know what? Yeah, because I'm completely with you, Nutter. I'm sitting here going, what a loser. Yeah. And Chris is sitting there with a massive grin on his face going, yeah, yeah, he's the absolute man, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just exactly like, what every other guy has said. Like, that at least she knows where she stands with this email.
Well, yeah, a bit. So the option there is no flowers and or taxis. But you do get to cop off with him, but share him with other people.
Brilliant.
I wonder what option two is. Let's find out.
Two, we can work towards having a relationship. If this is the case, then expect the same golden treatment as well as phone calls, texts, etc.
Oh, wow.
In return, I'd expect sole rights to you and expect you to respond whenever I get in touch.
It's like the choice between economy or first class, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I've got the gold treatment. Brilliant.
You say I'm intense, but that is because I'm seeing only you. If I wasn't intense, it would mean I was sharing myself with other women. You've had a taste of what I am and what I would do for a girlfriend. Take it or leave it, but you can't be both. There are billions of women out there and it's a numbers game. It should be obvious how I feel about you, so it's in your hands now. I can't do any more, but will not work hard to be with someone who doesn't appreciate me for who I am.
It's a bit like she's come to the end of her free trial, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. She had like a week's trial and now she's got to choose whether she wants to buy it or not.
That's right.
She's got to decide which package really she wants, isn't she?
It's exactly that. Which one do I go for?
Not his.
But I can't believe someone would actually write that to someone.
Yes, but hang on. What about option three?
There's an option three?
Three, we call it a day and it all ends now. I will pester someone else on my quest to find the right woman and go back to the easy structure of trouble-free love with multiple partners. Look at it from my point of view. Why should I waste money and time on someone who doesn't want to be with me? It's not fair and I won't accept it. I deserve more and won't accept being treated / ignored by someone who I give so much to. My spare time is valuable to me. There are a lot of women who crave it. Yes, it's arrogant, but it's also true, so deal with it. Whatever you choose, I will not fight, because I've fought enough and I'm starting to feel quite down about it.
Oh.
You're not the only woman in the world. I saw you and decided that you were worth pursuing. I liked what I pursued and am willing to have you as either lover or girlfriend. You can't go from lover to girlfriend, so once you have given me a decision, then it is final. You can't have it both ways. I don't have to give any attention or money to sleep with women. the best women at that. I know I'm intense, but intense people make the best lovers. If I like a girl, I pursue them as a girlfriend. If not, I just sleep with them. But they certainly can't expect flowers, etc. Make your bed and lie in it. I don't take rubbish, and I do what's right and say whatever I need to say to get the point across.
OMLG.
Oh, my God.
I saw you and I pursued you. That's my favourite.
Wow.
He is... I just can't get over that it's real, but it is actually real. This guy is actually like that.
So what's the latest?
Well, the latest what I heard is that she'd chosen option two.
Oh, my God!
I know, so I'm hoping that this will help her see it in true light and help her, you know, correct this and choose number three, because that's what I would choose.
So you think she's chosen the wrong package?
Yes, definitely.
I like it that we're talking about it in options.
Yes.
The silver package.
Yeah. She's gone silver.
It's like in the car wash. Silver and gold.
He's treating relationships like a business, almost, isn't he?
Well, he's a businessman.
Does he just spam this email out to everybody, then?
Maybe that's what he does when he finds someone he likes.
Yeah, maybe he just puts a...
someone.
He puts a dear blank and then just sends it out to everybody.
Yeah, see who bites.
Make your bed and lie in it.
It's not even dear so-and-so, though, is it? It starts off
look
this.
Look here.
Look, here is the score.
Look, blank. What about if more than one person goes for option two, though?
Well, I don't know.
If it's like a business, it probably goes to the interview stage, doesn't it, next?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Probably goes to interview and then callbacks.
She'll go round to his house and there'll be a whole room full of girls there waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting nervously.
But he sent her, like, flowers to her work. And, like, sent taxis round her house to pick her up to take her to his house. That's not normal dating procedure, is it?
Maybe he should set her tasks, like on The Apprentice. Or maybe that's... yeah. No, maybe that's where the taxi's picking her up. The Apprentice-style task. You know when Sir Alan sends the cars and then tells them where they're going? Maybe that's they're not meant to go to his house at all. Maybe she's meant to go to some meat factory out in wherever. Stuff sausages.
And then maybe she has to do sort of, tasks to earn his love or
attention. I wonder who the assistants are. And wouldn't it be great if they actually did it like,
you're fired.
You're fired.
You're dumped.
Where are you now, please, Natalie?
I'm actually at a horse event.
Yes, I thought you were. I could hear the tannoy and it sounded like a horse event to me.
It's one of the tasks.
Are you on a task?
Yeah, I've been sent out to compete. I've got to be in the top three.
Did you send a car?
Yeah.
Speak to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Mallory's been on, saying a friend of a friend went on a date once where the man brought a list of requirements with him. Lose some weight, wear 4-inch heels, etc. Seriously, if you've got any more of these stories, then I'm waiting for them on the email, because this is just astonishing. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you want to send me an email with anything like this that's happened to you or someone you know. And people just shocked, bewildered, and some people saying he's a legend on the text. Mostly blokes, I'd say. Radio 1 Podcast. And now the part of the show that we like to call show and tell. It's like at school, you know, where you'd bring in something to talk about. Normally a shell. Or, if you've forgotten to bring anything, your asthma inhaler.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, did you do that?
Yeah.
Today I'm going to talk about this. It helps me breathe.
Could save his life.
Forgot my show and tell, so I tried to blag it with just an inhaler.
Everyone's done it. So today it's Becky's turn to show and tell. What have you got?
Oh, well, this is brilliant, right? I'm not going to big myself up too much, but it is good.
Is it an object or...?
It's something I found on the internet. Again, I like finding things on the internet. I spend way too much time on it. So, you know, I went to that hen weekend at the weekend?
Yeah.
Met some lovely girls, and there was a girl there called Liz who's just had a baby, and she had another little girl who'd been to Peppa Pig World. Have you heard of this?
They have a Peppa Pig World.
Yes, it's part of a theme park, but you can go there and it's just everything Peppa Pig. So she was basically telling me that she's been to this Peppa Pig World and it's incredible and her little girl loved it and brilliant. And I thought, oh yes, this is the sort of thing that I want to go to. So I had a look online and found it, found a video. And this is two lovely little girls doing an introduction of, they had like a press day. So I think you've got the clip.
Hi everybody.
I'm Oakley.
And I'm Sophie. Today is a special preview day here at Peppa Pig World for press, celebrities and other important people.
So they've done this really cute little video, you know, to kind of show everyone what the world is like. And the day was attended by loads of celebs.
Really?
Okay. So these two girls were like the reporters, kind of, you know, they do a news round and stuff. And they were going around interviewing all the famous people that were there experiencing the Peppa Pig world.
Okay.
Do you want to hear one of the celebrities?
Yes.
I'm with Claire, who used to be in Steps. Hello, Claire.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Are you having a nice day?
Yes, we are all having a lovely day. I'm with my son and my daughter and my niece and nephew, who are all big Peppa Pig fans, so they're having a lovely time.
Celebs love a freebie if they can take their kids. They do.
Mm. And Claire from Steps was straight there.
Who else?
It's Tina from Coronation Street. Hi, Tina. How have you been enjoying your day so far?
I'm really enjoying myself today in Peppa Pig World. It's been amazing. The weather's fantastic and it's absolutely beautiful and all the rides are really good.
She loves it.
So Claire and Tina from Corrie's there.
Who else?
We're with Melanie C from the Spice Girls. Are you having a good day?
I'm having a brilliant day. The weather's beautiful and we're here with Peppa and all her friends.
Do you want to hear another celeb?
Yep.
I'm here with Lucy Benjamin. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Sophie.
Does this remind you of Albert Square?
It's far removed from Albert Square, Sophie. This is much more civilised.
These kids are great.
She used to, Lucy Benjamin used to play Lisa in EastEnders, Phil Mitchell's ex.
Oh, right, yeah.
Wife.
Okay.
And once I took the mickey out of somebody for having a Lucy Benjamin tattoo on this show.
Oh,
and then I met the brother of the person who'd had the Lucy Benjamin tattoo at X Factor when I was there, and he had words with me. You're taking a mickey out of my sister. I was like, well, she has got Lucy Benjamin tattooed on her back. So
on her back?
I think it was her back or a... was it her back? Yeah. Like, all the way across her back. Oh, I might have Lucy Benjamin tattooed.
Why would you do that?
Nice. I know. Well, that's kind of what I said on air, but he wasn't really feeling that.
So, at the Peppa Pig World, you've got Claire from Steps,
yep.
Tina from Corrie, you've got Mel C and Lucy Benjamin,
yep.
Who used to be in EastEnders. Who do you think they spoke to next?
I think Rachel Stevens. She's just so often the answer in my life to everything.
She has been recently, hasn't she?
I'm going to go Abs from Five.
Yes! That's a good one.
Good guesses.
Let's find out who it is. Who's next at Peppa Pig World?
Hi, Oakley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well indeed.
Who's that?
Who you recognise him?
Hi, Oakley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well indeed.
That voice seems quite familiar, though.
It does, but I can't quite place it.
No.
One more time. You'll get it this time.
Hi, Oakley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well indeed.
It's not smooth.
This is embarrassing. You were meant to get it straight away.
I do know, but I...
Think closer to home. It's someone you see every day.
Hi, Oakley, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing very well indeed.
I can't believe you don't recognise him. He's so famous.
On Radio 1?
Yeah.
What?
Hi, Oakley, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing very well indeed.
Play the next clip.
So, you having a good day?
Yeah, it's been a great day today. We got here only about half an hour ago with the boys and just... had to go on the dinosaur ride, on George's dinosaur ride, which was great fun.
No. Oh. What is he doing there?
It's Zane Lowe.
That is unbelievable.
Well, he's got kids. There's no reason why he can't enjoy Peppa Pig World.
He's gone there with the boys, listen.
We got here only about half an hour ago with the boys.
He's having a lad's night out. Couple of cans.
Oh,
me and the boys
word.
Had to go on the rides.
So what do you think of the music?
The music is very catchy. One thing that I noticed about Peppa Pig when we first started watching it with the boys was how the songs stick in your head.
With the lads.
So I can go for like 48 hours, 2-3 days, just singing the Peppa Pig theme song without any interruption whatsoever.
Maybe you should play it on your show.
Maybe I should do a remix. Maybe we could do like a dubstep remix of the Peppa Pig theme tune.
That would be
not
good.
Not a bad idea, you know.
He has mentioned his love for Peppa Pig before.
But could you ever imagine him being at Peppa Pig World with Claire from Steps, Tina from Corrie, Mel C and Lucy Benjamin?
What is he doing?
No, but they wouldn't have...
with the lads?
No, he wouldn't have mixed with them because he was with the lads, so they wouldn't be with all those others.
One thing that I noticed about Peppa Pig when we first started watching it with the boys was how the songs stick in your head.
Who are the boys that he's with? Is it like, I don't know, Alex from the Arctic Monkeys or somebody.
And Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
In the Peppa Pig shirts that they've had made up.
Yeah. One of Mumford and Sons.
I can't believe he's gone on camera with this. That's why. Why wouldn't you?
I can't believe that both of you couldn't recognise his voice.
I couldn't.
No, because my brain just wouldn't register the fact that Zayn Malik would be there.
That's exactly it.
My brain, I recognise the voice, but I'm shocked.
That is a brilliant show and tell.
He's one of the world's most coolest DJs.
But he loves the Peppa Pig, and so do the Leds. I can't wait till we speak to Zayn at 7 o'clock tonight. That's going to be a real nice chat.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC. Yeah.
One. Also, one of our bosses has just come in. I've been told to mention that other pork-related theme parks are available.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Alan Paisley can't really get his head around Zayn on one of the rides at that theme park shouting, "Who's on board?" Ski from Wimborne's been on saying, "Okay then, Scott, I challenge you. Name three other pork-related theme parks." Bacon World.
Pork Park.
And Black Pudding Kingdom. There we are.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Can I just do a little appeal on behalf of my household to the household next door? Could you please stop playing Jamiroquai just because it's gone above like 13 degrees and the sun's come out a bit? Don't know why, but my neighbour is obsessed with Jamiroquai and not even the good ones. Love Philosophy was on loop earlier.
I can't even remember that
it's
one.
Not on, it sounds like Canned Heat, but a bit different.
That's all they listen to.
Fool.
Oh, yeah, I do know that one. How do you know it's not actual Jamiroquai?
Well, exactly. I need to check the car situation outside, because there's like 8 bling cars, and I know he's actually moved in. So hello, JK, if you're my new neighbour. Pop him round for a barbecue sometime. Just don't play your songs.
Right. He must get bored of you listening to the podcast all the time, though.
I don't listen to my own podcast.
Yes, you do.
We've had this before, I don't.
You do, though.
I do not, though. I don't, though.
Well,
I don't. Okay. Occasionally I'll listen back, but that's just to see how, you know, what we sound like. It's not for any kind of ego thing. I don't blast my podcast out from some speakers in, like, my house.
Loll at yourself in your lounge.
Oh, I'm funny, me.
Podcast.
What's occurring?
Sorry, I'm laughing, right. You know, Chris obviously is new to doing radio and stuff, and he's like, we haven't really taught him anything, so kind of rather than like us learning from us, he's watching films to pick it up.
What?
And he does this weird thing where he puts like his finger, like two hands away from the microphone, and then he goes, "Learned that from The King's Speech."
Yeah.
You know that bit where he's learning how to talk on the mic? Chris does that, and I was like, what is he doing?
So you're learning how to do radio from films.
Yeah,
so
it's like two hands away from the mic.
Like you're playing a fake saxophone.
Love that.
He's like actual Colin Firth.
You need to watch that show Midnight Caller. Oh, hello! Get that on YouTube. That was about a radio bloke. Wasn't he like a crime fighter by day and then like a talk show host at night? Never used to wear headphones, so try that next time.
Or Shoestring. I love that one. I was at
university.
No, that was on like 5 years ago on BBC.
Was it?
Yeah. It's a detective. He does his radio show and then he solves crime in the evenings.
I want to do that.
Well, you're more than welcome if you want to go out and...
I want to like do the show and then finish at 7 and then be a detective. That'd be ace.
I'd love that. Can you'd imagine. Be such a rubbish detective.
I would. Now, has anyone seen a programme, probably nobody, on BBC Four the other week?
No, I'm too busy watching 70s radio detective dramas.
Oh, that's true.
How dare you watch anything else?
Maybe you recorded the show. It was called Everything and Nothing. And
I don't watch much on BBC Four, to be honest, because it's quite brainy, isn't it?
It is. Do you ever watch anything, though, and really not know what's going on, but kind of still stick with it?
Yeah, that Brian Cox, Wonders of the Universe.
Oh, yeah.
I do about 10 minutes, and then it does actually send me to sleep, because I get so confused, I can't...
I get confused, but also his voice is so soothing, it kind of zones you out.
I sort of do that with Time Team. Well, like, I'm watching,
and you don't get it.
Wow.
Well, what can you not get? They're digging stuff up.
Yeah, but I don't get why that's entertainment.
No, we're not.
No, it's not because it's boring. It's because you don't understand it, Chris. So this show is called Everything and Nothing. And it's an hour long. To be honest, I didn't understand a word of what was going on, but I didn't want to let it defeat me.
What's it about?
It's about nothing.
Oh, good.
It's a man talking about the science of nothing. It's a show all about nothingness.
Right.
I didn't have a clue. I mean, I didn't major in physics, so I didn't really get it. But it is quite funny hearing a man talking about nothing for an hour.
I love how you're like, I didn't major in physics.
I didn't major in physics.
What did you get your degree in? You know, the one they gave you?
Life.
For nothing, actually, wasn't it?
That's right. I got a degree for doing absolutely nothing. Thank you to the Solent University in Southampton. That's Dr. Mills to you.
Really?
Not apparently. Just a normal degree. You've got a PhD.
I'm a doctor of art.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
That's an extra
it?
Year. Like,
thank
people
you.
Have to do, like, years for that.
Thank you.
OMG.
I know. Did
anyway,
you not know that?
Back
anyway,
to nothing.
Back to nothing. So, check this out on the iPlayer. It's quite good. On the show, Everything and Nothing, how many times did the very clever man on BBC Four say the word nothing? Get yourself some Scott Mills points if you get this right. I will give you 20 points. 20 points if you can guess how many times he said nothing in the show about nothing. Chris?
I'm going to go 22.
Berkey?
34. Everyone thinks I'm 60 now on the text because I mentioned that TV show. I'm not. It was genuinely on when I was at university. I'm not pretending to... I'm not.
And
like
they repeat it.
65 pretending to be 20.
You're not. If you are, then you've got,
then I've got
you've
good
done
creams.
Really good work.
Yeah. I'm saying 34.
Okay, Chris says 22. Becky says 34. Here's the man on Everything and Nothing on BBC Four talking about nothing.
What is nothing? It's an extremely, extremely difficult question to answer. Even just trying to imagine nothing seems like an impossible task. This film tells the story of how we've begun to understand nothing. It's as though the universe won't allow me to make nothing.
This is old.
Industry was finding ever more ingenious ways to make money out of nothing. OK, so what has all this quantum weirdness got to do with nothing?
You could borrow energy from nothing, so long as you pay it back quickly.
Our story of nothing would lead, inadvertently, to a radical new picture of nothing. What exactly were the properties of nothing? Nothing could not exist in nature. Almost as soon as Michelson and Morley had revealed, by accident, nothing. All these insights have arisen from simply trying to understand nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing,
nothing. Never brushed up.
He does nothing.
The boy does
nothing.
You say it best when you say
nothing
at all.
She's got nothing.
The radio, radio. Nothing, 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 nothing,
nothing,
nothing.
Whoa. What a show. 26 nothings in that show. I've completely forgotten what you said.
Right. I said 22. Becky said 34.
No, I didn't. I said 26.
Becky said 26, apparently.
No, that's not right. So Chris gets the...
Howie didn't get it right either.
Well, no, but he's near. Is it?
Are you giving points away now? You can't just give points willy-nilly just because someone's near.
I was just sort of someone was near.
No points.
So, okay, the one who speaks says, ha, no points.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sad.
She talked you out of that one. But it sounds a good show, doesn't it?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's time for this.
Two people. Two cups of water. One bin. A horse for one bin. Innuendo bingo. The duel.
So, Becky and Chris are here. Hi, peoples.
Hello.
And they are dressed in... Well, Becky is dressed in full protective clothing.
I've bought my anorak.
That's nice. Where'd you get that?
It's lush, isn't it?
Bang on trend.
And I've made a little hole in the front so that I can still get the water out. And I've got my protective goggles.
She looks like a rude boy.
She does, actually.
And a Chris is just
au
naturel. No, he's not. He's not naked. The webcam hits are going to go mad now.
No.
Chris
no,
is just au naturel. So Chris has got a cardigan on, and Becky's got full wet weather gear on. What happens on this, as you may know by now, is I play a couple of clips of innuendo from various TV or radio shows, and then what you have to do, guys, is put some water in your mouths, hold it there, and we see if the clips that sound a little bit rude, if they make you spit the water out, okay? Normally what happens is somebody gets drenched.
Well, it's usually you. Yeah, I'm quite a polite player. I actually play the game as you told me to and aim for the bin.
Yeah. But no, it's normally you or Ollie Murs.
Right. Okay.
Who gets soaked. It's got it on my jeans, Scott! Okay, so are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. Both take a massive gulp of water, please.
Oh, someone's actually been using our bin as a natural bin.
Yeah, this is
so
disgusting.
Today it's filled with chewing gum, cups, and some other manky things. So I'm just going to go over the top.
Okay. Each take some water in your mouth, please. Hope you're watching this on the webcam at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Are you
just
ready?
Did a wave right. For the people.
Okay. Water, please.
What? Yeah. I had to swallow that.
Okay.
Sorry, he looked at me and I laughed. It's just his face.
I know. It's just your face. Oh, come on.
Okay. Stop doing that face.
It's his normal face.
Oh, he's doing eyebrows.
Don't do the eyebrows. We've got to get on with it. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Both got the water. Massive gulps of water. What? All right. Okay, let's go to BBC Radio 5 Live, the home of football. And here's some football from it. Here we go.
You know, Liverpool just pressing again. It's Steven Gerrard at the heart of it, you know. But Robbie Keane this time, he just tried to pull off Titus Bramble.
Chris is gone. That's because he understands football.
Oh, it's even better when you know who they are.
There we are. So, just Chris there spitting. Becky,
no,
nothing.
I didn't get that one.
Nothing at all.
No.
Okay. Ready for your next one? Yeah. Take the water, please. Hold it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris, I feel you could have more... Oh, I thought you could have more water there.
Mm-hmm.
No? Mm. A little bit more. That's it. That's the badger.
Oh! Oh! Becky, that's not.
Why does he look like he doesn't look like a badger? He looks like a hamster.
Okay. Right, more water, please.
Soaked already.
You really are. Here we go. Ready? Got some water. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if they spit it. And now we head over to TV and radio's Kirsty Young. Telling us about her family.
My own family have worked in shipbuilding and retail. My granny topped off your walnut whip.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
My own family have worked in shipbuilding and retail. My granny topped off your walnut whip.
So unnecessary.
I only just got it.
Oh, so you only got it the second time round. Becky only spat on the second time.
That shouldn't be allowed, I don't think, actually.
This is your look! Huckster Rhymes, this is your look!
Hey, right Zane. Oh, do you think this is the look?
Huckster Rhymes right here. As your manager, I've been really brainstorming about a good look for you, and I think...
With the visor?
Absolutely, the visor is the money.
That is your rap look,
that
Becky.
That is your look right there, sorry.
No, thank you. No,
we'll
appreciate
talk
that.
Later. I've got good news for you as well.
There he is.
You're going to leave soon. You're going to forget all about us. It's going to be all about the rap game.
I'll mention you in some of my rhymes.
God, this is cold.
Well, thank you very much. Right. Okay, ready? Chris is considerably wetter than Becky. More water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, and let's do the last one. Mm. As we head over to last week's Gardener's Question Time. Hello?
God. Oh, I sprayed, what? Sorry.
But that wasn't even funny. I just said gardener's question time.
Let's move this on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a gardener's question time. Is it as confrontational as the normal question time?
Mm-mm.
No, you're wrong about my sprout.
Is it like that? All right, so let's go over to gardener's question time.
One of the responses of plants to stress is to say, this is my last hurrah, this is my last chance to produce flowers, to produce seed, to ensure the survival of the species. Therefore, I will flower my socks off, and, you know, my last gasp will be...
Because I can see this woman round the corner fingering her bush in the sauce.
That was a good one. How are you feeling, Chris?
Oh.
Are you cold? That was good.
Oh, no.
I think Becky definitely wins that one.
Yay!
And that is also now your innuendo bingo outfit, but also your rap outfit. Amazing.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.